Welcome to Easter Sunday 2024. Welcome, Trinity family. This is the glorious celebration of Christ's resurrection. You are Trinity family if you're here every Sunday or if you're just here for today. If you are all in with the resurrection like me, or you aren't sure quite what to think about it, you are always welcome. This is the glorious day in which we remind ourselves and each other that the love of God redeems all that is lost, all that is broken, liberates the captive, puts flesh and sinew on dry bones, creates something when all that we can see is nothing. This is the day that Christ has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So recently, one of the best experiences that I've had in this church is the baptismal class with three young boys. Of course, a priest is gonna say they like the baptismal class, but this one was really fun. I was trying to keep it interesting for the children and youth involved. So we started in our Morrow Chapel, our modern chapel there by the Holman Street entrance. And I asked them to look for signs of their baptism in the art in there. It's, again, modern art, stained glass, painting, oil painting, watercolor. I asked them to look for signs of their baptism. So they looked for symbols of water, light, lambs, doves, the Holy Spirit, and so forth and so on. I didn't have to ask twice. They got right to the assignment, running around the chapel, looking at everything. When one of the kids got my attention and took my hand and sort of quietly led me to a panel of the stained glass window in there, and he asked me in a kind of a hushed tone, pointing kind of shyly, is that the Holy Spirit? And what he was pointing to was the traditional simple three rings that are interconnected, interlocked. You know it, it's a classic symbol of the Trinity. And this one is actually made by rings of the person to whom the wall is dedicated. So I looked at what he was pointing at and I said, well, that's a symbol of the Holy Spirit. And of course, of the Trinity, and of course the Holy Spirit is a part of the Trinity. So yes, he found a symbol of the Holy Spirit. He let go of my hand so fast, ran into the middle of the chapel, put his hands in the air and shouted, I found the Holy Spirit! I'd like to see some of you do that right now. Who found the Holy Spirit? Dale, I know you do it. Maybe not right now. You know, I was grinning from ear to ear, and all the kids that day said smart and funny and profound things, and it made my heart so happy and hopeful. It filled me with the resurrection spirit. Last night, we baptized Damon and Eli and Caden, and their wonderful parents have them all here today. And last night, they gave me joy as well to baptize them. I see in them the Spirit at work still in the world. I see signs of hope, which is a good measure of resurrection. Hope, a good measure of resurrection. So today, this Easter Sunday 2024, a few questions for us to contemplate as we celebrate are: where do we find signs and symbols of resurrection, not only in church, in the church and in the chapel, but out in the world, out in the wild? Are we looking for them? Are we paying attention? Where are the signs and symbols of the life overcoming death in our everyday lives? It's so easy to get stuck on what is not working. Where do our eyes perceive the symbols of life overcoming death? Where are the signs and symbols of God's love and final judgment of justice and mercy? Where can we find resurrection hope, resurrection life, resurrection spirit and power in our lives and in the world today? I know these are difficult times, and everywhere you look, you can see some sort of disaster, but hard times ask of us to use our eyes of faith, to use our faithful filter vision, not to fool ourselves, but to look deep beyond the divide and the pain and the fear, to see a ceasefire in the Middle East, to see reconciliation between warring factions, to see a world without isms, to see a world where women have choices, to see a world where the earth is taken care of. That faithful vision filter, again, not to fool ourselves, but to look beyond what is to what could be, to look beyond what is wrong for Christ's inspiration to persevere in love, to look beyond what's wrong, to filter in and adjust the eyes of our hearts to God's will for what is right. Christ promises the life, the very life we are rooted in, is a gift. No matter how many crucifixions are suffered, life is precious, and our eyes of faith and our hands to work, we can build or collaborate or contribute to the kingdom of God and healing for each other. When we find signs and symbols and presence of resurrection, may we exclaim for all to hear, "I found the resurrection," or maybe just "Hallelujah." And I hope to hear you all just bursting out with "Hallelujah" every once in a while. You can explain yourselves later, or singing or shouting "Hallelujah" a lot this year, even though it's going to be hard, because we're going to need some wonderful enthusiasm. For as we proclaim at every memorial service and funeral, even at the grave, we make our song, "Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia." The Baltimore Bridge collapse is an ongoing tragedy whose causes are still being investigated. Those who died in that accident and that tragedy were Central American immigrants who were repairing the bridge, the potholes on the bridge. They were members of CASA, Maryland, where my husband worked before we moved to Texas, and whose director, Gustavo Torres, is a friend of our family. He was interviewed about his friends who died, and in his sorrow, he said a profoundly hopeful thing, and I paraphrase here. "These men, these friends, these immigrants, these fellow human beings died building bridges, not walls." Wherever bridges are being built to connect our communities, to connect our cultures, to connect our understanding of and with each other, and therefore with God, there is resurrection hope. When you and I, in the name of God, in the name of Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, seek to build bridges of love and understanding, of acceptance and protection, including most especially those on the margins who would be scapegoated, those who would be crucified by the powers of fear and hate. Whenever we build those bridges in ways big and small, we are living into the hope of the resurrection and the connection of God and the reconciliation of God with the world. The resurrection didn't just happen in any old time and place to any old person. Jesus was nailed to the cross by the powers that be, vilified for being a healer, a teacher, and living in radical love. And yet in him, God overcame that kind of power that uses cruelty with the power of God's love. God's love stops hatred from having the last word. In Christ's resurrection, we see that God's love will have the last word. There's a phrase in Spanish that I found out about recently that was used as a derogatory term for a single mother who is poor and black and a domestic worker in Colombia who became sort of an unlikely hero, and I saw a movie about her across the street at Match, and she was organizing against violence in her community in Colombia, and she decided to run for president because the people she represented wanted her voice in the national mix. The phrase that people used to denigrate her, to insult her, to try to keep her in her place is igualada. Igual means equal in Spanish. And igualada is a way of describing someone who thinks that they are equal to someone of higher status. Instead of being insulted by the phrase, she turned it around and said, "Yes, well, yes, I am an igualada. I do think I'm equal to everyone. I may be poor, I may be a domestic worker, I may be a single mother, but I am not less than." She did not become president, but she is currently vice president. And I'm not jumping into Colombian politics, I just saw the movie. But I'm saying that her particular journey of claiming her equality reminds me of the equality Christ claims for us all, no matter who we are. Claiming the equality Christ claims for us all with his sacrifice, his love, and friendship. Whatever her successes or failures are in the position she now holds, the message of equality, of human dignity, of transforming nails of insult into new realities is a message of hope, and hope is a good measure of resurrection. Where there is hope and dignity, the spirit of Christ's resurrection abides. Finally, at the Palm Sunday 12:30 service procession, we process at all services here. This was last Sunday. At 12:30, we process from Bishop's Garden, which is right outside that door, to the front doors of the church and all the way around into the chapel. There was a person standing out front the door near the Main Street doors watching the procession, watching us as we got closer to them, and we sang and processed. The person kind of stepped back as we got closer, but was also very, very curious, not interested in what we were doing. They had on some very casual, well-worn clothes and sported a purple mohawk. Several parishioners invited them to join in the singing and procession by going over and standing next to them and waving them into the crowd. But they were hesitant. I was smiling at them when all of a sudden my colleague, the vicar of the Lord of the Streets, right over there, in what can only be described as a huge outburst of joy and enthusiasm, went over to them and, with permission and consent, I saw the head nodding, enthusiastically bear hugged that beloved child of God. We all kept singing Hosanna in the highest, and the bear hug lasted with grins on both participants' faces, and it was beauty to behold. Resurrection, connection, and joy, and recognition, and welcome, and uninhibited grace. So this Easter season, well, actually always, I invite you, in the name of Christ, to act like an igualada, and to treat others the same. To bear hug your neighbors who welcome it, to build bridges, not walls, of resurrection, to see the reality of resurrection in the hurting world, and to know that death and disaster do not have the last word. And finally, I invite you to declare, I found the Holy Spirit, or Hallelujah, as much as you can, whenever you can. For today, we are reminded that Christ has conquered death, that Christ is alive, that Christ is risen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen.